Yes, sir.
Hey, Stanley. Alright, so I got your account pulled up. Alright, so All About Pool Service LLC, right? That's how you want it branded?
Yes.
Perfect. And the address, I know I verified it before, but just double checking, 6690 Northwest 24th Place. And Sunrise 313. It's a lot of threes.
Let me ask you one question.
Yeah, go ahead.
In reference to putting in an address, do you have to put an address in?
We do, but we can hide it. Okay, so if it's a residential address, we can hide the address online. That way you don't have random people showing up at your house. But all the directories we submit you to, like Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, we have to have an address, and then basically we just hide it. Does that make sense?
As long as you hide it.
We'll hide it. Yeah, we'll 100%, brother. Trust me, we have a lot of clients that hide their addresses. Not an issue. All right, and let's see. We're doing 50-mile radius, right?
How does that work exactly?
So 50 miles is the max we're able to do under this package. So what would happen, right, is we'll target you for that full 50 on all those directories, including to your Meta retargeted ads. So you can narrow it down if you want, but if you need to go further than 50, we have to talk about a higher package, essentially.
50 radius all around, which is
down
south and up north.
Yes, sir. And then it'd be west too, you know.
And what's the price? What's the cost on a higher package?
It goes up by $300. So if you wanted to do like a 100-mile radius, right, it would be $599 a month under that package.
This one is $299 a month.
$299 a month. Yes, sir.
All right, I'll stick on this one for now. But if
you can always upgrade too, if you need to.
Okay, so what exactly? Okay, so just give me a rundown, because I know you sent me the links, but I didn't even put no time on looking through them.
You're good. I'll explain it. So this is going to include complete Google local optimization setup. So the map section on Google. You're being submitted to Bing, Apple, Yahoo, Yelp, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. We're targeting you for 20 keyword phrases total. So pool contractor near me, in-ground pool installation, etc., right? You're also getting social media retargeted ads on Meta. And the way those work, so Google is obviously, it's a direct search, right? They search online, bam, they find you. Meta is retargeted. So the way that works, if they search anywhere online, when they go to their Facebook or Instagram page, you'll have an ad show up on their feed as long as they're in your targeted area. And they'll have an easy, like, click now to call option. That's the main goal, is to bring more calls from it, you know? Custom website design, and we promote it on all those directories. You'll have full access to your website. And last but not least, you get a tracking and reporting system. And from there, that's like your hub to do everything. So you'll be able to see all your listings, your keywords, your results, right? Anytime you want to add like photos, videos, or promotions you may be running, you want to do it in your dashboard. Because it's going to automatically load to all your directories and your website from one spot. And it's a good tool to manage your reviews as well. All right.
Okay. Any
questions
that
on that?
Include like an app on the phone?
Yes, sir. We do have it in the app. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So that includes the app on the phone.
Yes, sir. The app's one of our newest products. We launched that about 3 months ago, but we do have an app now for it.
How's that working?
It's working great. You know, a lot of our clients requested it, and that's why our CEO added it, you know. So So our CEO is super hands-on. In your dashboard, like your tracking system too, there's a section under feedback, right? Anything you write in there, he's the one that oversees all that, you know? So it's working great though. Every client I talk to absolutely loves it.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Oh, so and also, when they do the website,
mm-hmm.
How exactly do they set it up?
We use WordPress, right? So it's fully customizable. What's going to happen is you'll have a client interview, and in that client interview, they'll ask you like a questionnaire on your business, and that content goes onto the website. You're going to have access to your tracking system day one. So you could start getting us your photos, your videos, right? That way we can use them for the site. Now the site is live in 7 to 14 days from sign up. A lot of times it happens sooner. Like I just got off the phone, his site was live in 5 days, you know? But 7 to 14 is what you get in writing. You'll have full access to your website too from your dashboard. So if you ever wanted to make your own changes, you could, or you could just call, email, or text us, and we'll make the changes for you.
So what are you going to put on the site as it opens? I don't know if it's you or the next person.
I'm sorry, say that again? What are we going to put on the site when it opens?
Right.
Oh, okay. So you'll have your homepage.
What are you using to set up the site?
WordPress. So when it opens, right?
So let's say example, you can hear me because I keep trying to talk and I feel like you keep breaking out.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, what are you using in reference to the site? So let's say me example, as a customer, I open the site.
Mm-hmm.
What am I seeing on that site? How I start working?
Let me send you an example right now. Okay. I think that'd be better if you just actually see it. So give me one quick second. I know I sent this in the emails, but let me just shoot you an example site right now. Obviously, this isn't how your site will look because it's fully customizable, but this way you just kind of have an idea, okay? Did you get it?
Yeah, I'm looking through it.
Okay, awesome. A lot of added features too, like, and again, they go over this in the client interview, but you can add like a chat box to it if you'd like. The chat box too, the way that works is the client, when they chat you on the site, it comes through you as a text message, right? Also, you could put a scheduling feature on there. So that's just like a kind of a demo site, but they'll customize it for how you want it to look.
Okay. And you said this isn't a contract. This isn't
month
a contract.
Month to month, no contracts, correct.
And if I were to cancel, what are the repercussions?
Okay, great question. This will all be in your terms of experience through us too. So after you sign up, you get your invoice, right, which has all this outline. If you were to leave us at any point, the Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta pages that we make for you, you're the owner of those, so you don't lose any of that. If you were to leave us, your Meta advertising, obviously we would stop running that for you, and we would stop the optimization on your Google listing, so your rankings will fall. Now, for the website, we have two options. If you were to leave us, you could either pay $99 to buy the website out, or you could pay $49 a month for us to continue hosting the website, which is just like maintaining it. So we don't like hijack your website from you.
So basically the advertisements is what you lose.
Yeah, the whole reason we make it month-to-month, no contracts, is we're confident you'll stick this out with us.
Yeah, let's see. I'll try it out.
All right. You're going to love it, brother. So this phone number, the 954-471-1350, that's the best number, right, for your clients to reach you at?
Right.
Awesome. All right. And for your confirmation emails, do you want that going to the same one I have on file for you, the smovingsbc@gmail.com?
You can put it to my other, pools.
Okay.
Gmail. No, it doesn't matter.
All about pools at
the
Gmail?
S-moving is the one that I normally use on a regular because I've had it for years.
Okay.
But if you want to keep it, it makes sense for it to be the... Didn't give my full email is because I feel that it's too long. And I think at some point people will be like, all of full service, they'll get tired and be like, shit.
Stop typing it. No, I get, so a lot of times like on the website, we put a link for the email. So all I got to do is click the link essentially. So even if it's long, that will still be fine. But what I'm talking about right now isn't really for the website. It's just for the emails coming from us.
Okay, yeah, you can do it on the All About Pools. That's fine.
Okay, so that All About Pools service at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. All right.
Now, okay. I have another question.
Shoot, brother. I got another answer.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good.
I don't mean after everything is said and done, because my thought and process is getting the website done, and then I was gonna get the business cards, the QR code. Is that doable?
That's doable. We create QR codes for the reviews. That's what you're talking about, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well, because I wanted to put them on my business cards.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Google listing, too, we have that live in 7 to 14 days, and we create you a custom QR code for reviews. So basically, if you're getting your cards done right now, the QR code will be done in 7 to 14 days. So just a heads up on that.
Okay, so I got to wait.
Yeah, because we have to, in order for us to create the QR code, we have to have it go to a link, right? Your link won't be ready to go until that 7 to 14 day mark.
You said something was done in 5 days.
Sometimes it is, yes, sir. But what you get in writing is 7 to 14. Yes, sir.
I understand.
Okay. All right. But I'll make sure they're on top of it, okay? I'll submit that to them right away, too. All right, so...
But once I'm done here, I no longer speak to you no more?
No, I'll be your account lead. So I have clients call me all the time. You could call me directly anytime you have questions. If I need to get you to, like, our website department or social media, et cetera, I'll get you to the right department. I'm super hands-on with my clients. Okay. I promise you.
Okay. The only reason I ask is every time I've done this in the past, it's like once you sign up, the person just disappears.
I will not. I promise you. I speak to my client all the time. Yeah. So you're going to be golden. You're in good hands with me.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So, all right. Next step, what I'm going to do is secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you that's just going to outline our service agreement, that everything's month to month here, no contract. And then I have to schedule your client interview with your assigned technician. I do introduce you to that technician as well. Okay. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, Stanley, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Question. I was going to use my personal, but now that it doesn't sound... I think I should use my business.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I wasn't even thinking that far ahead. Excuse me. Sorry.
You're good, brother.
I'm going to... Yeah.
Long day?
Yeah, and I have a lot of things going on, bro. That's the reason why it took me. That's why it wasn't that I was prolonging on purpose. It was just one thing after the other. And I'm stuck.
That's one of the benefits of our service is we save you a ton of time because we do all this creation stuff for you, you know?
Gotcha. I'm going to use, it's actually under my name and my business account.
Okay.
So it's a business card.
Stanley Astorga, right? Astorga? Sorry if I said that wrong. Okay, perfect.
Correct.
And is it going to be the same billing address, the 6690 Northwest 24th Place?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes. And the card, Stanley, is it Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It is a MasterCard.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are, brother.
All right. Card is 5156 7679
Okay.
6676
Okay.
2010
Okay. Expiration date?
Actually, am I debating on it? Expiration date is 0128.
You said 28? 0128?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And the CVC code?
Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe these last numbers, I just want to double-check something real quick.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
If you don't mind, I'm sorry.
Nah, not at all.
I don't mean to be a pain, you know, just... The beginning is always my iffy parts. Once I get through this part, the rest is history.
Trust me, once you're a client, we work hard for you month in, month out. I'm confident you're going to stick this out with us. But I get it, 100%, you know.
Let's Okay. Last four digits is 257.
Got it. Okay. So what I'm doing now, okay, I'm coding out that card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked, okay? All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All About Pool Service.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Stanley Astorga, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct? Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? But I always get questions on that one. So I'll say it again and then I'll explain it, okay? So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what that means, we're doing your Google marketing, your Meta marketing, right? If you plan to ever do anything else online, we're not going to tell you no. We just recommend you run it by us. That way we can make sure we're not already doing it for you. So it's really like for your safety.
Got you.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is September 19th, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot, you know? All right. So next step is getting your client interview scheduled. I know you're a busy guy, so I want to try to find the best time. They do have one more slot available today. That's at 5 p.m., so about 30 minutes from now. Would that time work for you, or do you need to do tomorrow?
You said 5 p.m.?
5 p.m., yes, sir.
Let's get it done, man. Let's get it
done. All right, perfect. All right, yes. So I'm going to book that in right now, and usually they need 30 minutes to prep for the call, so I got to get your notes over real quick, too. So just give me 1 second. You're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say Local Splash, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. Okay? Now, the way this appointment's going to work, They're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, which I shouldn't be, you know, it's coming up here, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. If I am on the phone, though, they call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, a few questions for
now,
the technician.
Do I need to be in front of
yes, you sir. Don't.
Computer?
No, sir. Okay. So a few questions for the tech side.
You should know that. I don't see none of that for like 7 days.
No. So I'm going to get you access to your tracking system in just 1 second. So you're going to be able to get in, see what's going on. First thing I need to do, though, because they have to prep for the call, let me just get these notes over to them, okay? Usually I do this when I'm off the phone call with you guys, but it's coming up, so I want them to be able to effectively prep for the call, okay? So first off, let me ask you a few more questions for the tech side. Currently, is the business licensed and insured?
Insured.
Insured. Okay, got it. I'm going to put license NA. Okay, Facebook. Do you currently have a business Facebook page? I forget if you did.
No, I don't.
Okay, so we're going to create you a business page, and we're going to send you ownership, okay, for the page. Do you currently have a personal Facebook page?
I do, but okay. I don't really, like, I open it, but I don't really use it.
That's fine. You don't have to be active on it. We don't even go into your personal page. All they're going to do is they're going to send you a request for your ownership for your page. So all you do is you click accept on that, and then basically anytime you log into Facebook, you're going to be able to toggle from your personal to your business page. Does that make sense?
It does.
It's just so you can own your page, essentially, okay? So let me try to find the Facebook page real quick. I'm assuming it's under your first and last name, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Here, I see one here. It's got no photo on it. I don't think this is you. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't got no photo on mine.
There's no photo on it? Okay, okay. It has one friend, Iron Glory. It's like a tattoo place. Does that sound familiar? Or?
Iron Glory is where, yeah, that's where I got my tattoo.
That's where you got it? Okay, perfect. So this is the one. So again, we're not going to go into the personal page. We're not, like, linking it to the business. We're just sending you the ownership request for your business page. Okay? All right. Let me put yes, my site needed. Okay. Preferred method of contact. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
Phone calls is fine. I the problem is that I don't pick up all 800 numbers. So if I could be text before phone call, that'll be great.
Okay, so I'll put text before phone call. This is what I'd recommend to you, okay? You're going to want to save our phone number, and it's my direct line to get me too, right? You're going to want to save our 877 number. You could put it under Daniel, Local Splash, whatever you want to do. That way you know, hey, when our 877 number calls, you already have it programmed in your phone. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put text. And then.
But you didn't call me from an 877. You called me from an 888 number.
Exactly. The reason why we call from, it should have been from a 954 number, right, that I call from?
Yeah,
we use voice over internet. So my side's on new accounts, right? Like setting up new accounts, and I'm on the account lead team too. So basically, we call off of a local number. That way you guys actually answer the phone. But our tech side is always going to call from our 877 number, which is the same number I texted you. Okay, and it's the same one to reach me directly. So you will want to save that in your phone, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. All right. Awesome. All right. So hold on. Let me make sure I got all the notes. I'm just going to hit send on this, and then I'll walk you through these emails, too. English pool contractor. Yes. Okay, we're golden there. All right, so I know you asked about getting into your dashboard, right? So I'm going to walk you through these emails. You should have three emails from local / support. Are you able to pull those up right now? All right, take your time.
Have four.
Okay, so the one I want you to pull up first is going to be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
All right. The fifth line down, you should see a blue hyperlink. It's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click that. And then that should take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Just let me know when you're there.
I'm here, buddy.
Awesome. All right. So this is everything you're paying for in writing. It's everything I went over with you. But just to recap it, okay, Google Business Profile Optimization and Google Business Profile Access, that is the map section on Google. Directory submissions, that's going to show you the main directories that we're submitting you to, okay? My site custom website, this is one I wanted to touch on, okay? We're on a recorded line. You're going to see something about fees on the my site. Your my site was included at no additional charge, and that will reflect at the bottom of your invoice. It'll say my site, $0.
I was going to ask you that since I have everybody.
Chuck, I go through these like every day, so I knew you were going to ask. Sometimes your site, like,
yeah,
you charge
additional
for the site, yours is included. So it says my site, $0 at the bottom.
Okay.
All right. So
and
the
that
next
is the website support, hosting, and maintenance?
Yeah, it includes everything. The hosting, the maintenance of the site, like, there are no additional fees for your my site. Promise you. All right. Then you're going to see Facebook business page access, Facebook ads. Those are the retargeted ads we're running on Meta that I told you about. Okay. Then you're going to see Google ads and Google guaranteed. Okay. These are not, you'll see stars next to those. Those platforms are not included in this program. Those are upgraded services. So let's say a couple months down the road, you're like, hey, I'm loving this, getting great traction, but I want more leads or I want more clicks, right? Google Ads and especially Google Guaranteed are great ways to do that. So we want to see how you do on this Platinum package first, and then we can talk about upgrading, okay, if it's needed. Then below Google Guaranteed, you're going to see Google Workspace. Okay, that's optional. That's a business email. If you're interested in a Google Workspace, your technician will go over that with you in the client interview. Okay? Then you're going to see advanced reporting. That is your tracking and reporting system. That's the next thing I'm going to get you logged into. Okay? Live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to make them live over the phone with you. Okay? SMS communication is just telling you, so we communicate via phone call, email, and text. If you don't answer, for example, we just send you a text letting you know we called. Okay? Delivery dates and client responsiveness. Okay. So day one, you're going to have access to your dashboard. Okay? 7 to 10 days from startup, all your listings will be done. Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, Meta. 7 to 14 days from sign up, your website will be live, your Google listing will be live and fully optimized, and your social media ads will be running. For you to rank on the first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases we're targeting you for, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days. Okay? And then you'll see how your pricing breaks down, that everything's month to month here, no contracts. So at the bottom, Stanley, after you reviewed everything, you can take your time. It'll have you check a couple boxes, one agreeing to receive text messages, the other certifying you're an authorized user on the card. Then it's going to have you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it is going to take you to a username and password screen. That is for your tracking and reporting system. All right, and let me know if you have any questions on there too.
The Google Ads and the Google Guarantee, is that $99 a month?
No, it's not. So Google Ads is a pay-per-click campaign. That's an upgraded service. So that's not included on your platform. Google Ads, we recommend a minimum of $300 towards your ad spend. So that would be an additional $300 essentially to do that. And then Google Guaranteed, I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here. Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program. So Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, the ones with a star next to it, are not included in your current platform.
Yeah, I know that part.
Okay.
I was just asking if they were $99 a month.
No, it's $99 to buy out the CID. If you were to leave us, that's probably what you're seeing is the offboarding terms.
Yeah,
the CID is basically, so anytime you create a Google Guaranteed or Google Ad profile, a CID is like the account for that. So we don't want to like hijack your accounts, right? So if you were to leave in the future, we have a $99 buyout fee for those. You won't want to leave though. You're going to love this.
I hope so.
I know so. I have the highest retention rate at the company. I've been here 7 years, so I work really hard for my clients, and this company is amazing. We've been in business 20 years. You're going to love it for sure.
Okay, now it brought me to the local splash. Now this is where I put my username and the password.
Yes, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the username and password, and then I'm going to show you how to get back to your username and password if needed, okay? So the username is going to be no spaces, right? It's your phone number. So it's the 954-471-1350.
Okay.
All right. Password.
And the other one's going to be local funds.
Fun local.
I was close.
You were really close.
Capitalized F or no?
No, lowercase. Everything's lowercase.
Yeah, because I was actually glancing through the...
The welcome email?
That part.
Awesome. You're already ahead of me, man. That's the next thing I take you to, so you know how to, like, basically get back to it, you know? All right, so when you log in, it's going to say we're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 days, right?
Yes.
Okay, basically after your client interview, they're going to get everything inputted in here. Now, what you will want to get a jump on, it'll say if you want to add some photos, click here. When you click on that, it's going to take you to the media portion, right? And this is where you want to put like your logo. Your cover photo is important. That's like the main photo on the website and your pages, okay? Business photos and business videos too, okay? So we don't have a limit to the amount of photos or videos you can send either. Okay, so really important.
And this is what they use to
for your
listing. Put on the website.
Correct. The website, the Google listing,
now,
Bing, Apple, Yahoo, Meta. So super important.
Where do you see adding photos? That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. You probably exited out of the We Are Working on Your Account, which is fine. So do you see where it says business info?
Hold on, because it asked me out. Here, 1 second.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, we're working on your account.
Okay, so
that's where it was.
Yeah, but go ahead and X that so I can show you how to always get there. So go ahead and click the X on that again. And do you see where it says business info on the left-hand side?
Location, business name, address, phone number.
Scroll all the way to the bottom for the media. Because all that stuff's going to be pretty blank right now. Like, there's no keywords or anything because they have to do your client interview, right? So at the bottom, though, you'll see media, and that's where you add the photos and your videos and your logo, all that stuff.
Documents?
Yeah. No, not business documents. Media.
I don't have no media here.
You should, yeah. So right above right business
media,
documents.
Logo, click to add, cover photos, click to add business photos.
Correct. Okay. Now,
I have another question.
Yeah, shoot.
Yeah, I'll let you finish.
Well, I was going to go into another portion of this, so go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, my question right now is, you guys don't do logos, do you?
We do. Let me put that in right now. Give me one quick second.
I have a logo that I chose. I have a logo that I chose out of the few that I was able to choose from. I don't have a personalized one that I made, but I am definitely always up for suggestions because I want the card to stand out.
Absolutely.
So I guess once I send a picture of the card, you know, they can tell me if it's a yay or a nay, should we replace it? This is pretty much what I'm looking for.
Custom QR code.
You sound like Guy and just need a little bit of guidance and the rest is history.
No, we got you. So I just put in the request for them to, it's included too. So it's no additional charge. So I'm going to have them put together logo samples for you. And what they'll do too is they'll ask you to send in like kind of what you have an idea of, right? But I just submitted that to our tech side. And to boot, I made sure to, I tagged them on the custom QR code too. I put that a week out because that's typically when that Google listing's rolling. Okay. Now what I wanted to, I'm glad you asked that. So I got that added. What I wanted to jump to, so you see where it says business documents?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll have an explanation on this on another email titled Action Needed for Pictures Needed for Google Verification. But let me explain it. So we are a Google Premier partner, okay? Whenever possible, we do what's called an advanced verification because it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. Okay, so when you click add new document, right, let me make sure, please click here to add, yada, yada. Yeah, so when you click that blue line, you're going to see select document type. It's going to ask you for a bunch of stuff, all right, business registration, business license and or insurance, tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business card, invoice, workplace and signage, yada, yada, yada. Anything you have on there, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, skip it. Now, I want you to understand, too, these documents you send are not documents we put on the website itself or any of your listings. We submit this directly to Google for priority placement. Okay, does that make sense?
No.
Okay, awesome. All right. Any questions for me right now? All right, congratulations, brother. Yeah, now you have my direct line, right? I know I texted that to you.
A7.
Yeah, and then my extension is the 711. That's the important part, okay? So 877-635-6225. Save that in your phone when you get a chance. My extension is 711. Anytime you have questions, right, don't hesitate to call me. If I'm on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Really big on that.
Can I text? Can I text on this one like normal?
You can. So when you text, what happens is the last person to be working on your account, so whether it's me or where, like the website department, social media, the last person that was working on your account, what happens is they get an email, right? So when you text me, it's going to go to the last person's email that was working on your account. So you could absolutely text. Like, it will be seen. But if you have a question for me directly, you want to call me, basically, at the 711 number, or put my name in the text, and then they'll forward it to me if it's another department. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. Cool, cool. Yeah. It's just we do it that way so nothing gets, like, lost, you know? Like, last person working on it, bam, they get emailed, you know?
And you guys are open Monday through Friday, not on weekends, correct?
Not on weekends, correct. So we're Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, okay? Now, if you need a change on the weekend, like let's say it's Saturday or Sunday, in your tracking system, you have a lot of flexibility to make changes on there, okay? Or you can send me a text or leave a voicemail, and I get to it right. Like Monday morning, I usually log in early just to check all my emails and voicemails, you know? But the majority, like let's say you want a photo swapped or something, like you could do all that in your dashboard too. So if you need like an immediate on the weekend change, try it on your dashboard first. And then obviously you could contact me too, but I won't get to it till Monday morning. Okay?
The dashboard is like the app?
Your tracking system that you just logged into. Yes, sir. Now, the way the app works is what's going to happen. There is. So what's going to happen, okay, is after your client interview, you're going to get a call also regarding the app setup. It's a newer product we offer, so it's not like there's no additional charge to it, but we have, like, somebody from our tech side call, walk you through how to set it up. It's called, like, a Splash Call app, though. But it's that same dashboard you see, right? It's all, like, on the app as well, and it takes zero battery. Okay? So they'll call you about setup on that, basically.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. So look out for that call. It's coming just in about 12 minutes. That's going to come from our 877 number, and I should for sure be available, okay, to introduce you to the tech.
All right, you got it.
All right. All right, family. Congratulations again. Talk to you very soon here.
Talk to you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.